It is time for the Warren County Radio Bible School. If you hear that school bell, you know what that means. And so get your Bibles and come on into class and take your seats and take your Bible and open them up to the book of Esther. There's two places I want you to open your Bibles, and so you might want to mark this. One is the beginning of the book of Esther. Now, that's found in the Old Testament just before Job, and Job, of course, is found just before the Psalms. So if you open the Bible to the middle, you'll find the book of Psalms. If you have the Old and New Testament together, Psalms is usually right in the middle, and then go back toward Genesis, and you'll pass Job and come to the book of Esther. But the other place I want you to mark is in the book of Psalms, and it is the Psalm 34. The 34th Psalm. Because in looking at these old Sunday school lessons we're looking at, they have a devotional reading, and it suggests there that we read Psalm 34, 1 through 8. And as I looked at that, I thought, you know, I think we'll read this entire Psalm. That is Psalm 34, 1 through 22. And the golden text for this lesson is found in the 34th Psalm. It is Psalm 34:17. The righteous cried, and Jehovah heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. That matches what we're going to read about in the book of Esther. Because in the book of Esther, there was a plot to destroy all of the children of Israel on one day in the great kingdom of Persia, a kingdom that stretched from India to Ethiopia, and all of the Jews were to be put to death in one day. And the children of Israel cried. Jehovah heard, and through Esther, he delivered them out of all their troubles. We'll spend several weeks on this, and I want to read to you the entirety of the book, which I will do in just a minute. But before that, I want to read the 34th Psalm. And before I do that, I want to remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. And we have been worshiping our Lord as it is written in the New Testament. Following that, to show us how to worship, we've been doing it at that location for over 100 years. And we have Bible study at Sunday morning at 9 a.m., and following that Bible study, we worship at 10 a.m. Then we have another worship Sunday evening at 6 p.m., and a Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And in this school, we're studying Sunday school lessons that E.A. Elam wrote many years ago. And this particular lesson is for August the 13th, 1922. And we're going to be looking at, let Elam guide us through the study of the book of Esther, as he guided these Sunday schools back in those old days. And we got this lesson in a little book called Elam's Notes that was printed by Williams Printing Company back in 1921. And they were printed to be used in Sunday schools. And so that's what we'll be doing in just a moment. But as we already said, the devotional reading is the 34th Psalm. You know, I was reading once about how to understand the Bible. And one of the things that the person really said was to let the Bible interpret itself. And there's so much in the Bible that folds back upon itself as we read it. And as we think about the book of Esther and that story, we'll see how well the 34th Psalm, though not directly written about the book of Esther, yet the principles that we find in Psalm 34 will easily relate to the book. The inscription of this psalm is a psalm of David when he changed his behavior before Abimelech, who drove him away and he departed. So it's written in a different context, but it's the same God. And as you know what the book of Esther is about and listen to the psalm, I think you'll see how they relate. Let me read this. Psalm 34. beginning in verse 1, and I'll read the entire psalm. I will bless Jehovah at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in Jehovah. The meek shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify Jehovah with me, and let us exalt his name together. I sought Jehovah, and he answered me, and delivered me from all my fears. They looked unto him and were radiant, and their faces shall never be confounded. This poor man cried, and Jehovah heard him, and saved him out of all his troubles. The angel of Jehovah encampeth round about them that fear him, and delivereth them. Oh, taste and see that Jehovah is good. Blessed is the man that taketh refuge in him. Oh, fear Jehovah, all ye saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack and suffer hunger, but they that seek Jehovah shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children, hearken unto me, and I will teach you the fear of Jehovah. What man is he that desireth life and loveth many days, that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from evil, and thy lips from speaking guile. Depart from evil and do good. Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of Jehovah are toward the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry. The face of Jehovah is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cried, and Jehovah heard, and delivered them out of all their troubles. Jehovah is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart, and saveth such as are of a contrite spirit. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but Jehovah delivereth him out of them all. He keepeth all his bones, not one of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and they that hate the righteous shall be condemned. Jehovah redeemeth the soul of his servants, and none of them that take refuge in him shall be condemned. Well, that's the devotional reading that precedes the book of Esther. And now I want to read you the story of the book of Esther. And we won't be able to do this all in one setting. So in the next few programs, keep your Bible handy to the book of Esther, and I'll direct you to the proper place, and we'll do the reading. In fact, in this little Sunday school lesson we have, the first thing it says under the introduction is, read the entire book of Esther. And so that is what we will now do. Let me begin in Esther chapter 1 and verse 1, and I'll be making a few comments along the way. Esther 1 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in the days of Ahasuerus. This is Ahasuerus who reigned from India even into Ethiopia over 127 provinces. That in those days, when the king Ahasuerus sat on the throne of his kingdom, which was in Shushan the palace, in the third year of his reign, he made a feast unto all his princes and his servants in the power of Persia and Media, the nobles and the princes of the provinces being before him, when he showed the riches of his glorious kingdom and the honor of his excellent majesty many days, even 180 days. That's Esther 1, 1 through 4. I want you to notice that Ahasuerus reigned from India even unto Ethiopia. That area of the land of the world that is called India is mentioned 2 times in the Bible, both times in the book of Esther, both times talking about that great extent of the land and the reign of this Persian king, Ahasuerus. And so we find it in Esther 1, verse 1. But now let me begin reading again, Esther 1 and verse 5. It says, "And when these days were fulfilled, the king made a feast unto all the people that were present at Shushan the palace, both great and small, 7 days in the courts of the garden of the king's palace." I'm going to stop right there. The garden of the king's palace. You see, the kings would have gardens enclosed by walls. And though this word is not used in this passage, it is those gardens that were from, the name for those gardens is the name for which we get the word paradise. When you think of the word paradise, it goes back to meaning an enclosed garden, beautiful garden like the gardens of these old kings. Now Esther 1 and verse 6. There were hangings of white cloth, of green, and of blue, fastened with cords of fine linen, and purple to silver rings, and pillars of marble. The couches were of gold and silver upon a pavement of red and white and yellow and black marble. Now just think of the beauty of all that. Now here's Esther 1 and verse 7. It says they gave them drink in vessels of gold, the vessels being diverse one from another, and royal wine in abundance according to the bounty of the king. I'm going to stop there. In that seventh verse, we begin to see what the problem is. They were drinking. I tell you what, when people start drinking alcohol, they do some foolish things. And we're going to see that this great king and his counselors are going to do some foolish things under the influence of alcohol. Now, I will say this, that alcohol was regulated. You know, alcohol is still regulated by law. Here's what it says in the book of Esther, chapter 1, in verse 8. It says, the drinking was according to the law. None could compel, for so the king had commanded to all the officers of his house that they should do according to every man's pleasure. Well, why would they not compel someone to drink? I think they knew that drinking alcohol can lead to lots of trouble, and some people had sense enough not to drink it, but this king didn't. Esther 1 and verse 9. Also Vashti the queen made a feast for the women in the royal house, which belonged to King Ahasuerus. On the seventh day, when the heart of the king was merry with wine, he commanded Merhuman, Biztha, Harbona, Bigtha, and Abagtha, Zithar, and Carcass, the seven chamberlains that ministered in the presence of Ahasuerus the king, to bring Vashti the queen before the king with the crown royal, and to show the peoples and the princes her beauty, for she was fair to look upon. But Queen Vashti refused to come at the king's commandment by the chamberlains. Therefore was the king very wroth, and his anger burned within him. Then the king said to his wise men, who knew the times, for so was the king's manner toward all that knew the law and judgment. And the next unto him were Karshithna, and Shethar, and Admatha, Tarshish, Merez, Marsena, and Mermukin, the seven princes of Persia and Media, who saw the king's face and sat first in the kingdom. What shall we do unto Queen Vashti according to the law? Because she hath not done the bidding of the king Ahasuerus by the chamberlains. And Mermukin answered before the king and the princes, Vashti the queen hath not done wrong to the king only, but also to all the princes and to all the peoples that were in all the provinces of King Ahasuerus. For this deed of the queen will come abroad unto all women to make their husband contemptible in their eyes when it shall be reported. The king Ahasuerus commanded Vashti the queen to be brought in before him. But she came not. And this day will the princes of Persia and Media, who have heard of the deed of the queen, say the like unto all the king's princes. So there will arise much contempt and wrath. If it please the king, let there go forth a royal commandment from him, and let it be written among the laws of the Medes and the Persians that it not be altered, that Vashti come no more before King Ahasuerus, and let the king give her royal state unto another that is better than she. We're going to have to stop the reading right there, and we'll begin the reading again at the next class at verse 20. But I want you to note that this queen, by refusing to show her beauty and preserving her modesty was dethroned, and yet Vashti in the story has been honored down through the ages as a lady of grace and modesty because she had the courage to say no. Listen, ladies, sometimes you should say no.